Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever heard or said, despise not the day of small beginnings? I've heard that phrase uttered by people honey, who are as lost as a goose in a blizzard. They'd be amazed to know that they were quoting the Bible.
And yet they were. In Zechariah 4, verse 10 in the New Living Translation, it says, do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand.
The Jews had just returned from exile in Babylon and were working to rebuild the temple. Zerubbabel was the governor and in charge of the project. The people who remembered the former glory of the temple, well, they were in despair over the seemingly insignificant replacement of the new structure. That's when the prophet Zechariah received a word from the Lord.
Zechariah 4 verse 10 says, for who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the woman in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth.
Now, child of God, this applies to our finances as well. The temple they rebuilt would be the one Jesus entered when he came to earth. It was not without its significance. Way too many people don't save money because they think they have they don't have enough to make a large impact. Do not become hesitant or discouraged if the amount of money you can save each month is seemingly insignificant. It's important to start where you are with what you got. Although I don't remember the source, some years ago, I read a story about a pastor, I believe in Philadelphia, who never made more than $8,000 a year. But at age 80, he had an estate valued at $1.6 million. How did he do it? Well, Albert Einstein said once that compound interest is the greatest invention of all. Compound interest is the fertilizer of the tiny seeds that you save and sow. Let me say it again. It's important that you start where you are with what you've got, and let God do the rest.
The New Century version of Zechariah 4, verse 10 says it this way. The people should not think that small beginnings are unimportant.
Napoleon Hill once said, if you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. That's a great quote. Small things, when properly managed, can bring an amazing reward.
Luke 16, verse 10 in the Message Bible, is talking about God sees behind appearances. Says Jesus went on to make these comments. If you're honest in small things, you'll be honest in big things. If you're a crook in small things, you'll be a crook in big things. If you're not honest in small jobs, who will put you in charge of the store? No worker can serve two bosses. He'll either hate the one and love the second, or adore the first and despise the second. You can't serve both God and the bank. For the moment, let's focus on the part of the verse that says, if you're honest in small things, you'll be honest in big things.
You know, honey, when we lived in, you know, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma for a short time, I vividly remember a trip to McDonald's with our oldest daughter, Abby, our sweet princess that she is, who's coming to town in 3 days.
That's right.
Hallelujah. The young man at the drive-thru window handed me the change, which was supposed to be $3.87. But when I felt the new dollar bills, I also knew there was more than $3 in my hand. He'd given me $4. The young man had closed the drive-thru window because we were experiencing in that time the coldest day of the year, at least up to that point. So I blew the horn He looked at me as if I was going to complicate his day. When I handed the young man a dollar back, telling him that he'd given me too much change, the look shifted to one of unbelief and deep appreciation. As I drove off, "Our daughter," said Daddy, "you're a good man." The $1 bill was a small thing, but I'm constantly anticipating bigger things in my life. And truthfully, it comes with when we make decisions of character. Showing ourselves to be honest and faithful is not an option. It's who and how we should base our lives.
That's true. And in Luke 6, verse 10 in the Message Bible, it says, "If you're not honest in small jobs, who will put you in charge of the store?"
How a person responds to menial tasks is most often a reflection of how they will perform when given even bigger responsibilities. This principle reflects both in our personal and professional lives. There are folks who feel that performing certain tasks is beneath their dignity or skill set, but not according to the Word of God. We must show ourselves faithful where we are if we want to see, receive, and be able to act on even greater opportunities and rewards.
Everything we do, honey, is really based on the next thing we do. When we work ourselves and show ourselves faithful, then the Lord opens new doors.
That's right. When we're faithful in small things, we get to have a good time with the Lord.
There you go. Matthew 25:21 in the New Century Version says, "The master answered, 'You did well. You are a good and loyal servant. Because you were loyal with small things, I will let you care for much greater things. Come and share my joy with me.'"
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our attitude and ability in handling small things will allow us to share the joy of the Lord.
Actually, it's worth the price.
Hallelujah.
There you go.
You know, I've always had the knowledge and confidence in knowing that when I'm handled running the small city well, that I'll be allowed to rule over 10 cities.
Oh, I hear you. You're an ambitious little guy. In Luke 19, verse 17, New Century Version, the king said to the servant, "Excellent, you are a good servant. Since I can trust you with small things, I will let you rule over 10 of my cities." Yay.
On an aside and perhaps humorous note, I realize that the scripture doesn't say which 10 cities, but if I get to choose, or we get to choose, it'll be a we decision.
Well, I don't know as it is up there, but you go ahead.
Jerusalem, Key West, Florida, Edwards, Colorado, Diamond Head, Honolulu, Lucerne, Switzerland, Alexandria, Egypt, LaGrange, North Carolina, Seattle, Washington, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and Fort Worth, Texas.
You are funny.
Well,
hey, you have to dream, huh?
That's it.
Back to the teaching.
Never think that what you do is insignificant or not noteworthy. When you do your best, the best you can with what you got, God notices and remembers.
And even remembers. Consider the story of Tabitha found in Acts 9. Verses 36 through 42, Acts 9, 36 through 42 in the New Living Translation. "There was a believer in Joppa named Tabitha, which in the Greek is Dorcas. She was always doing kind things for others and helping the poor. About this time, she became ill and died. Her body was washed for burial and laid in an upstairs room. But the believers had heard that Peter was nearby at Lydia. So they sent two men to beg him, 'Please come as soon as possible.' So Peter returned with them, and as soon as he arrived, they took him to the upstairs room. The room was filled with widows who were weeping and showing him the coats and their clothes that Dorcas had made for them. But Peter asked them all to leave the room. Then he knelt and prayed. Turning to the body, he said, 'Get up, Tabitha.' And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then he called in the widows and all the believers, and he presented her to them alive.
Wow. All this woman did was make clothes and blankets for poor people and friends. Some would consider that a small thing, but not to those whom she blessed, or Peter, and most certainly, honey, not to God.
Lord. Amen.
We need to show ourselves faithful where we are right now. Doing the small things is the key to our future success.
And we need to repeat that. Doing the small things well is really a key to future success. In Ecclesiastes 7, verse 8, in the Message Bible, it says, endings are better than beginnings. Sticking to it is better than standing out.
There's so much wisdom in that verse. An employee who's sticking to it actually sticks out when it comes time for an employer looking for someone to promote.
That's true.
When we're faithful in small things, when we don't despise small beginnings, then we have the assurance that's found in Job 8:7.
Job 8:7 in today's New International Version says, your beginnings will seem humble. So prosperous will your future be. Hallelujah.
That's a great scripture.
It is.
We need to remember, it's not where we're at. It's where we're going.
Amen.
Doing small things will lead to even greater opportunities. And it is a quote we both love from Mother Teresa. She once said,
be faithful in small things because it is in them that your strength lies.
Wow.
You know, you're building a foundation by doing the small things well. And really, in every task, I can look back over my life honestly and realize that everything that I had the opportunity to do, when I did it well, it just opened the door to the next opportunity. And it, you know, there were times I did some, you know, pretty menial things. But the point of it is I tried to do everything well, and it, excuse me, and it paid off.
It was
and
preparation.
It was preparation.
For your next assignment.
And preparation time is never wasted time.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Well, we want you to join us.
Yes.
Tonight.
Tonight.
For Sunday Night Live.
Hallelujah.
And man, you know, you may need to get a seatbelt on your chair because it might make you jump up and down and shout and run around the place.
It's going to be exciting.
Sunday Night Live, 6 p.m. Go to heraldhearing.com. Click the button that says Sunday Night Live.
Join Harold and Bev.
Join Harold and Bev.
And join us.
Amen. Be faithful in small things.
There we go. That's
because
what
it is in them that your strength lies.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldhearing.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed and have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's two-minute video. And until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern
or
tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.